So there's still lots to play for in the Intermediate Football Championship. A win could have you in a quarter final. A defeat could have you in a relegation playoff. Things are so, so tight in the Intermediate as we head to the final run of games this weekend. And I suppose that's the sorts of scenario you like when it comes to Championship football, Barry.
Definitely. Great credit has to be given to the CCC for coming up with this format, because it really has kept everybody in with a shout right up to the very end. Whether that be that you're playing for something very, very important, whether it be getting out of relegation or getting into the quarterfinals, I think the teams at the top are just going to be happy to be in the quarterfinals, where the teams at the bottom are really, really want to avoid that their relegation playoff.
It seems that Nivora and Buncrana, both of them's going to be okay, and more or less both of them should be assured of a home quarter final. Were they maybe the surprise package in your eyes of the Intermediate Championship this year, Barry?
I think so. Like, in fairness, suppose if you're going on maybe there's very little form going into it, you kind of really had to look at last year, and while Buncrana did very, very well at junior level last year, and getting the whole way to an Ulster final, they probably struggled a wee bit in Division 2, which would have had a lot of kind of senior and intermediate teams in it. So I would say they're very, very happy, to have such a good run so far. I think they were going to be the happiest of the lot. Suppose they struggled last year again in the league. When it came to Championship, they drew. Drew with Arua down in the Banks in the first game, and then they got a victory, and they were already kind of guaranteed promotion when St. Niall's played them. We played them down there; they were guaranteed quarter final spot. But then they sort of limped out of the Championship against Arua. Arua really kind of gave them a bit of a tanking up in Glenfinnan in the quarter final. So I suppose coming into it with no form, you wouldn't have given them much chance of really topping the group. But like, they've proved myself and a lot of people wrong on that there. And now they have an opportunity to, if they go to Malin and won, they finish on 8 points, and they're either guaranteed first or second, which should work out the easier side of the draw. But listen, there's nothing guaranteed in Intermediate. It's so, so close. I was even looking at the scoring difference for the teams in the middle range, so you can go from 0 to -9, and that there could have a massive shift tomorrow at any stage,
Yeah. So you would expect Nivora and Buncrana to come through their games this evening?
Well, listen, I suppose there's two ways to look at it. You think, yeah, they should. Going on form, you would think that Buncrana should beat Niamh Colmkill and Nivora should beat Malin. Flip that over, but Niamh Colmkill need a one to get them out of relegation, while Malin also need a one to get them out of relegation. So it's going to kind of depend an awful lot on the mindset of both teams. Are Buncrana going to be happy with, getting into the quarterfinals, or are they going to really go with a winning mentality and try and really hammer home and finish off Niamh Colmkill? And likewise with Niamh Mura, are they going to go and, really, with that sort of attitude that you need if you're going to go on and win an Intermediate Championship, that you're going to be ruthless. So are they going to have that ruthless attitude tonight against both these teams? That's the big question. And I think if they go with that their attitude, I think they'll beat Niamh Colmkill and Malin respectively. However, if they go with the attitude that we're already in the quarterfinals and we'll take that there, both of them could end up getting beat, which could mean they would drop down a place or two, depending on how Niamh Columba and Clohanilly and even Arua fare in Group B.
Yeah, because those three sides are also fighting it out for home advantage. Clohanilly going against Niamh Breed, Arua off to Fanna Gaels, and Niamh Columba are ticking on Burt's. So it's again back to the point that it's really, really tight with all these teams battling and jostling for position.
Yeah. I suppose if you look at the first one, there would be Fanna Gaels against Arua. Tasty enough encounter there, because Fanna Gaels are probably, they have the best scoring difference of all the teams on 2 points. So a draw for them might be sufficient enough to get them over the line tonight. Arua need to get their scoring boots on if they want to move really up past Clohanilly or Niamh Columba, depending on how they get on. So like, they would be on the lowest scoring difference as well from the top teams. Now, you would expect Arua, with their firepower, to come through that there, but they have been depending an awful lot on Philip Patton from Freeze this year so far. They haven't really got going the likes of Shane McGrath and Oisín Rooney, and you know, they had a far bigger spread of scorers last year, but they don't seem to have that there at the moment. You know, now I know they have David McGurn back in, and Johnny Gethin's kicked 2-1 last week, but their overdependence on Philip Patton could affect them, you know, maybe not tonight, but maybe down the line. Whereas Fannad, you know, have a really, really good spread of young players, the likes of Mark McAteer, Bernard McGettigan, Ash McFadden and Alan McAteer, who are really, really playing well. And they, like you remember, they ran Clonhilly very close. There was only a goal in it in the first game in Port Salon. Clonhilly went down to Arua last week and beat them minus a few players. So I would say Fannin Gaels will fancy their chances here. Don't be surprised to see a draw. I think it's going to be a closer game than some people might think.
Yeah, Clonhilly, Niamh Breed and obviously Niamh Columba as well after Burt.
Yeah, I think really, I suppose the Clonhilly game, I only see a Clonhilly one here. I think Niamh Breed's dependence on the Brogans and the Gallaghers might just not be enough. You know, the Clonhilly are really going well. Paul Sweeney's scoring goals for fun. John Fitzgerald's in really, really good form. And, you know, Sean Kern stepped up this year too, and he's playing really, really well. Had a good game last week against Arua. And then, of course, they've Darren McGeever back. Like, he came back at the tail end of last year, and he's back in really, really good form at the moment. And then you have the likes of the experience of Sean Maguire and Kevin Mulhern there. I think they'll have enough for Niamh Breed. As regards Niamh Columba, I think they are really flying it at the moment. And I think, you know, I said Clonhilly at the start to win the intermediate outright. Niamh Columba are really putting it up to them at the moment. I think they're, you know, they drew with them down there in the group game. Aaron Doherty's flying with them at centre forward. Ryan Gillespie, Sean Gallagher at midfield, playing really, really well. And the two Burns, Padraig and Christopher, you know, they're a young team. While they mightn't have the experience of Clonhilly, you know, they are going well. And listen, I expect them to beat Burt tonight and find themselves they're in the quarterfinals anyway. But, you know, don't be surprised if you see Niamh Columba 1 and Clonhilly 2 tonight.
Yeah. And one other game, Niamh Alton against Red Hughes. And again, a win for either of these sides would be a huge boost in what direction they're going to go.
Yeah, and they've all been under big pressure here. You know, they are the team at the bottom, the lowest or the highest scoring difference against them. Red Hughes got a valuable one against Mallon last week. A defeat this week could put them right back into relegation. They're just sitting on the top at the moment, whereas a one this week against Niamh Alton away will take them up into the quarterfinals. So they really have it all to play for there. So that, you know, that could be a hasty enough affair down there. But I would expect Red Hughes with Calvin Bradley and Jack Gillespie in real good scoring form, and even the likes of Stephen McMenamin in the middle of the park, you know, real strong player for them. I suppose the loss of Alan Lyons for Niamh Alton is a big, big loss for them. But listen, they still have Dermot Gallagher and Daniel Gallagher, but I would still just feel that Red Hughes might clip them tonight down in Dunkinealy.
Okay then, Barry, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to what hopefully will be another fascinating evening of Championship football.
Thank you, Oisin.